remain standing.
Trustee Dina Nguyen to lead us in the pledge today, and please stand after the pledge for the moment of silence.
Please face our flag and say the pledge with me. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are saddened to hear the passing of our retired and current employees. Retired English teacher Sandra Beebe Thompson. Sandra started her 37 years career in the districts in 1957 at Garden Grove High School, where she remained until she retired in 1994. A retired teacher, Greg French. Greg taught at computer science at San Diego from 1999 to 2016. A highlight of his teaching career is when the San Diego Rescue Robotics team beat the UCI team at the UCI Rescue Robotics competition. A retired employee, Bob, was a house key. Bob started with the district at a clerical aide at Evans from 1985 until 1986. He worked at the personnel services at a clerical specialist calling for substitute teachers from 1986 to 2005. He transferred first to Chapman and then to Lincoln Education Center until 2010 when he retired from the district. After his retirement, he was substitute clerk and ASB worker at Los Amigos. Bob has volunteered his time at Los Amigos for 30 plus years in the football and basketball activities. Patent teachers Lisa Gaya. Lisa started in 1997 as a substitute teacher. The same year, she was selected as a teacher at Lawrence, where she taught until 2015. She moved to Patton in 2015, where she was until her recent passing from cancer. We extend our deepest sympathies to the family of Sandra Beebe Thompson, Greg French, Bob Wichikowski, and Lisa Geyer. Moment of silence now ended. Please be seated. Okay, we had a full house today. Thank you very much. We're gonna begin our change our order a little bit. We're gonna begin our presentation. First, I would like to introduce Ms. Kelly McCamus, Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education, High School Principal, to introduce the High School Principal.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, guests, and staff. It is a great evening this evening at our board meeting as we will be able to highlight and acknowledge and celebrate the students and athletes that represent our seven comprehensive high schools in actually demonstrating how valuable and important our athletic programs are, our student athletes, and the coaches and athletic directors at those high schools that make miraculous events and activities for students occur every day and every year in Garden Grove Unified. What I'd like to do at this time is we have seven comprehensive high schools we'd like to honor this evening, so we're going to go in alphabetical order. So at this time, I'd like to call up Principal Louise Milner from Bolsa Grande High School and her team, and she will begin introductions.
Thank you very much. This is always such a wonderful event that we look forward to every year, and it's such a pleasure to be here with my team. Tonight, I have Steve Howard. He is our athletic director, and Steve has served Bolsa Grande High School for the last 19 years as a teacher, and more specifically, the last 15 as our athletic director. Our coach of character this evening is Doug Cooper, and our student athlete of character is Tiffany Lee. And Tiffany, this evening, has been accompanied by her mother, Mai Lee, in the audience, and her grandmother, Wai Fang. Thank you for coming. Mr. Howard.
Good evening. It's my honor tonight to present Coach Doug Cooper as Bolsa Grande High School's coach of character. Coach Cooper has been a teacher and a coach at Bolsa for several years. I noticed I said several because I forgot to ask him how many. 11 years, during which time he has taught in both the English and social studies departments and has coached both softball and football. Coach Cooper possesses the individual character traits of trustworthiness, fairness, and caring, which set him apart from his peers and led to him being honored tonight. Doug is shown to be consistent in both his words and his actions when dealing with athletes and other coaches. He's demonstrated time and time again the honesty and the sincerity with which he handles himself as both a teacher and a coach. And he has a level of loyalty to his school, his sport, and his players that is off the charts. When we had an emergency situation involving the resignation of the head football coach on the first day of fall practice over a year ago, Coach Cooper stepped in as interim coach, took on the duties without a concern, because I know to do otherwise would have had a negative effect on his players. He didn't flinch in the face of adversity. Matter of fact, he embraced it. Doug has since shown his outstanding character by his willingness to work with the new head coach to make his transition to Bolsa Grande a smooth one. And in the process, Doug has become an important part of what we hope is to be a new beginning of football at Bolsa. Doug's passion for coaching and his empathy for his players are an integral part to any success that Bolsa will have in the future. He is also a teacher of character. He not only teaches the fundamentals, techniques, and methods of his sport, but he reinforces the core values of respect and responsibility that transcend football and leads to the development of better young men. Beyond the X's and O's, Doug does his share to improve the well-being of his players and his students. He models and he teaches the behaviors necessary that make young men and women become active and successful adults. Coach Cooper has demonstrated what I believe to be the essential character traits of hard work, dedication, loyalty, and selflessness, which set him apart and which we believe make him the perfect choice to be considered Bolsa Grande's coach of character, Doug Cooper. I also get to introduce Tiffany Lee. Normally we have a coach that maybe coaches the athlete do it, but this year Coach Cooper did not coach Miss Lee, so I get the pleasure of doing so. And I'm very proud to present Tiffany as Bolsa Grande's High School Athlete of Character. Tiffany is a remarkable student athlete who has left her distinctive mark on not only athletics, but academics and other extracurricular activities at Bolsa Grande High School. Academically, Tiffany has a cumulative GPA of 3.94 for her 4 years of high school. She's been named a scholar athlete in every sport she has participated in during those 4 years, with special recognition for academic excellence given in volleyball for the past two seasons. Tiffany is a member of the National Honor Society and has been so since her junior year. She's also a member of the California Scholars Foundation since she was a sophomore. She was chosen to be a student representative during Bolsa Grande's WASC accreditation this past year. Athletically, Tiffany has played both volleyball and basketball all 4 years of high school. She has been on the varsity volleyball team for 3 years and the varsity basketball team for four. She was voted captain by her teammates on the volleyball team both her junior and senior seasons and has been a captain in basketball for three straight years. She was chosen second team All-League in volleyball this past fall and first team All-League in basketball during her junior season. She is currently the leader on a team that is 2-0 in league, and I believe she probably hopes to make All-League again this year. Tiffany is involved with several service clubs at Bolsa as well. She's an active member in both the Alpha Leo and the Red Cross clubs, where she has accumulated over 150 volunteer hours in both. She has served as treasurer, vice president, and president of those clubs during her membership. While keeping her academic scores high, Tiffany also tutors fellow classmates during the school year and has worked as a tutor for young people during the summer. To say that Tiffany has excelled in her 4 years at Bolsa Grande is an understatement. She has demonstrated the academic, emotional, social, physical, and ethical skills that we feel acknowledge her as a true athlete of character. Her hard work and her dedication has earned her the respect and the admiration of her coaches, her teachers, her teammates, her classmates, and especially her family. She has expressed a desire to become a doctor or maybe a science teacher and a coach when she gets through with college. And I believe she will be a success in whatever endeavor she chooses. Tiffany Lee.
As a reminder, as each high school finishes, if you could please have a seat, as I'm sure our board would like to take pictures with each school, and we'll call everybody up at the end of our presentations this evening. Thank you. Okay, I'd now like to call up Principal Mr. Steve Osborne from Garden Grove High School and his team tonight.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Osborne, principal at Garden Grove High School, and I would like to introduce our athletic director, Mr. Ralph Stevens.
Good evening, school board, Dr. Maffey. My first nominee for coach of character was actually a pretty easy choice for us. It's Frankie Perales. Frankie is actually a graduate of Garden Grove High School back in 1995. And he started coaching lower level volleyball for us in 1998. In 2000, we were in need of a Frost-Off girls basketball coach, could not fill the spot. And, you know, Frankie stood up and took the job, never coaching basketball before, and just did a great job. Just his ethical and moral values that he instills on his athletes are, you know, amazing. In 2002, Frankie had the opportunity to go run his own volleyball program, and he went over to Los Amigos, and he took over their boys and girls volleyball program. Fortunately for us, in 2011, we had an opening, and Frankie came back home to come coach with us, where we welcomed him with open arms. Frankie's coach in a CIF championship game in 2014. He's been to the semifinals, he's been to the quarterfinals, and in 2014, he was actually named CIF Coach of the Year. Frankie was formerly coaching the alternative suspension class at Hare, and he's also been coaching in the Garden Grove Unified School District for 20 years now. Frankie spends countless hours on weekends running tournaments, doing things to raise money for our program so our kids have, you know, the best that they can have. He does everything. He leads by example. He's the type of coach that's always going to do the right thing for the athlete, for the school, for the district. He's not one I need to worry about. When season starts, Frankie's in charge. I know we're good. He has a great rapport with athletes and their parents. I can't think of a time in all the years that he's been there that we've had to have a problem or we have a sit-down meeting. He just is a stand-up. And besides a great coach, he's also a good friend. So, Frankie Perales. All right, our athlete of character, this is Isabel Ortiz. Isabel is a member of our cross country team, our track team, and believe it or not, our wrestling team. One of the things I looked at is she considered one of her favorite activities at schools, and it was actually going out for wrestling. Her quote was that it took her out of her comfort zone, and she enjoyed that, having to strive, you know, to do something that she hasn't been able to do. And believe it or not, on Saturday she finished first place in a wrestling tournament. Oh, yeah. Not only does she play three sports, she's also an officer in mock trial, the decathlon, revival generation, more than a distance, and Mecha. amazing. Isabella has a 4.42 GPA. She's already completed 8 AP courses and is currently enrolled in 6 AP courses right now. She's applied to Harvard, Stanford, Columbia, Yale, and Princeton. She wants to major in political science to take part in the lawmaking process in the United States. I went and talked to the wrestling coach, and her name for her is Future Madam President. Yeah. Isabella Ortiz, thank you.
Thank you, Garden Grove High School. At this time, I'd like to now call up principal from La Quinta High School, Mrs. Denise Halstead, and her team.
Thank you, Mrs. McCamus. We are honored to be here tonight. And on behalf of La Quinta High School, we had a tremendous fall season, and we are here tonight to honor our cross-country coach, Mike Conley, and one of our tremendous football athletes, Dylan Doe. And before I turn this over to our athletic director extraordinaire, I would like to honor Mr. Doe, Dylan's father. He's shaking his head no back there. Just one quick story I have to tell. Actually, Dylan is the fourth of four boys to graduate from La Quinta, all being very, very good athletes. And I can remember sitting next to Dylan and his dad in the bleachers when Dylan was maybe 7 or 8, aww, cheering on his brother, talking to Dylan about, are you going to play football someday too? So it's so awesome to bring him here tonight. So without further delay, our athletic director, Dave Austin.
Good evening. First, we'd like to honor our coach with character, Mike Conley. Mike has done a great job encouraging students to become a part of athletics at La Quinta over the past 4 years. When Mike began coaching cross country at La Quinta, we had fewer than 20 athletes. We were really struggling to get kids out there. He did a great job, and currently we have over 80 athletes now in the cross country program and distance program. For the past 4 years, Mike has sent members of both the boys and girls cross country team to the CIF prelims each year. The past 2 years, the girls cross country team has advanced all the way to the CIF finals. While this type of achievement is great, Mike's real accomplishment comes in the area of academics. During his tenure as a coach, 90% of our athletes, cross country and distance athletes, receive scholar athlete awards each year. This award recognizes athletes that earn a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and we're real proud of that. Mike's a math teacher at our school. He teaches geometry and algebra 2 trig, and he's known as somebody who can really reach all levels. He works well with the struggling geometry students and really excels with some of the top algebra 2 trig students. So we're very proud to honor Mike Conley. And as Ms. Halstead alluded to, we have Dylan Doe here. He's our athlete with character. Dylan led the football team to its best season in many years. The football team finished the season with a record of 11-2, which was a record for us. We tied a record, winning 11 times, and advanced all the way to the CIF semifinals. This was due in large part to the play of Dylan and his teammates. Dylan was selected as the Garden Grove League Running Back of the Year. Dylan was also All-League the last 3 years. Dylan was a team leader for the football team and was selected as team MVP the last 2 years. Dylan was ranked 18th overall in rushing yards in the county. Coach Diaz has called Dylan one of the most positive athletes he's ever coached. Dylan is also a member of the La Quinta basketball team that currently has a record of 12-6. Coach Sanchez, our basketball coach, says Dylan is always smiling, always puts out his best effort, and encourages the team to work to its potential. Dylan is also an outstanding student. He currently has a 3.83 GPA, and I believe he plans on studying in the medical field. Congratulations, Dylan.
I'd now like to call up the principal from Los Amigos High School, Ms. Vicki Braddock, and her team.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having us here tonight. It is always an honor. At Los Amigos High School, we have a spirit of just genuine heart when it comes to our athletic program. And the person that's behind that heart and integrity is my athletic director, Crisandro.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, ladies and gentlemen. Los Amigos is very proud to honor our coach with character, Mr. Nathan Wardell. Nate is a product of GGUSD. He went to Garden Grove High School in 2002, and he's been with us 4 years at Los Amigos. He teaches science, and he's also involved in our girls' basketball program. I guess we're doing it backwards with Nate. I'm giving him an award. We're honoring him at the beginning of his career just because how it started. He's been our Frosh Soft girls' basketball coach the last 2 years, and this year he took over for our varsity program after a long tenure of a successful program. He only had one senior in his program when he started, and where most coaches would tuck tail and run, he dove headfirst in, and he's made a family affair. He has brought his father to coach the Frosh Soft girls basketball team, and his sister helps him out with the varsity program. We're very lucky to have him. I see him every day. He's very excited. I told him, what are you looking for in your team? And he said, give me teamwork and enthusiasm. That's all I need. And we're very enthusiastic, Nate, about you and personally how you stepped in this year. I just want to thank you very much. I know the girls thank you. And we're looking forward to a lot of many years of good things to come. So our coach with character is Mr. Nathan Wardell.
Okay, well, I'm the first coach up here to talk about their player. And my player I chose for my player of character is Alexandra Lopez. Now, I'm very honored to be getting this award tonight, but I would definitely have to dedicate it to all my players within my program because they are the ones demonstrating the true class and the true character that I would expect out of any young lady inside a sporting program. So I give it up to all these guys for their honesty, their trustworthiness, their integrity as players on and off the court. Academics inside my program is very, very high. I don't believe I have a girl on the varsity team under a 3.5 grade point average right now. So they're putting in the hard work and the dedication. I've been with these young ladies for the last 3 years now, and I could attest to each one of their character that they are at the highest standards of the Los Amigos family. And I want to give it up to everybody, my representative, which I have a very, very special place for her because she wants to be a mechanical engineer and I'm a physics teacher, so it's very nice. But without any other doubt, this would be my entire representative for my entire program that I have here at Los Amigos. I'm honored for the girls and the young ladies and the hard work that each one of them put into every practice and every game. So thank you, Alex, and thank the rest of the program for us, too.
Like to call up the principal of Pacifica High School, Ms. Robin Patterson, and her team.
Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity first just to thank the board for opening this up to highlight the positive things that our athletes do, not just our athletes, but our coaches do. You know, a lot of high school principals will say, you know, as the athletic programs go, so goes the school. But what is at the heart of every single one of these athletic programs are the people that are running it, both the coaches and the students. So I want to thank you for that opportunity. At this time, I'd like to turn things over to our athletic director, Mr. David Mameli.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mafi. First, I'd like to introduce our coach of character, and that is our water polo coach, Eduardo Osorio. Eduardo came to us with over 35 years of experience as a player, a coach, and also as an official. He was born and raised in Venezuela, where English was not his first language. He was also a member of the Venezuelan national team for water polo. He came to the U.S. in 1993. After he came here, he met his wife, Jennifer, who was also a water polo player and a coach. They met in college. They had two children, Ethan and Janine, who are both water polo players. This is his second year at Pacifica as our water polo coach. He took over a program that, to be honest, didn't have a whole lot of success in this millennium. It's a program that was kind of towards the bottom of the league standings on a traditional basis. From early on, it was clear that he was serious about changing the culture of our water polo program into one that put an emphasis on hard work and was serious about winning and having that hard work pay off into successes. It was also clear very early on that Eduardo was very passionate out on the pool deck when he was coaching, and you can probably hear his passion from a mile away. He coaches loudly, and you definitely know when a mistake is made out on the pool deck, but you equally know when his players have executed the way they're supposed to. He's even louder with excitement when they have successes and they do a good thing. Eduardo loves the competitive nature of water polo and winning, but he also cares deeply on an emotional level for his players. I have two examples that really stick out in my mind when I think of Coach Eduardo. One of them is last year, unfortunately, we had a player in our program whose father passed away. And obviously that's a hard tragedy for everyone to deal with, especially at the high school age. But I'll never forget the way that player's mother talked to me about how much she appreciated Eduardo, that he sat on the phone with her and cried with her in the aftermath of that, and just how much of an impact that made on her and her son. And again, that'll always stick with me. The second one, which again, and Coach is a big tough guy, but I'm talking about some emotional things that I'll never forget, is we were at the banquet and Coach Eduardo was up there and giving awards to our players, and all of a sudden he stopped and was dead silent and looked like he was kind of struggling. And I remember I was sitting at the table with our principal, Robin, and we're kind of looking at each other like, is he okay? We don't know what's going on. And he was overcome with emotion as he was giving out awards for one of our players that got on the second team as recognition. And he was so overcome because he felt so deeply that that player deserved more than second team, that he deserved first team, that he just couldn't help himself and again, was overcome with emotion. So it's very clear that he does care very deeply emotionally about our program and the players that are in it. Going back to our winning and success in the pool, Eduardo guided our water polo program to the greatest season in our program's existence. We finished with a record of 25-4 overall. We went undefeated in the Empire League to win the program's first league championships since 1999. We received the Empire League MVP for one of our players. We were the number one overall seed in our playoff division going into the playoffs. We went undefeated in playoffs to win the school's first ever CIF championship in water polo. We also received the award for CIF Player of the Year. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And finally, this is a tremendous honor for our coach. Coach Eduardo was recognized by the OC Register as Orange County's Coach of the Year. So we had a tremendously historic season at Pacifica, and a lot of it has to do with our coach of character, Eduardo Osorio. Our athlete of character is Justin Krause. Justin was a member of our CIF championship water polo team. He's also a well-rounded student athlete that is successful in the classroom and other extracurricular activities. He's played a total of 3 sports at Pacifica, which is very rare nowadays, although I'm sure we have a lot of them here tonight. He played water polo, baseball, and he also swims. As a student, Justin is one of Pacifica's finest. He maintains an overall GPA of 3.9. He's ranked 60th in his senior class. He scored a 25 on his ACT and a 1260 on his SAT. In his 4 years, he has won an athlete GPA award in his three total sports, a total of 7 times, so that's a lot. He was the Scholar Athlete of the Year for water polo in 2016, and he has been on the principal's honor roll every year since his freshman year. Justin was also selected by USA Water Polo as one of their 2016-2017 Academic All-Americans with a special distinction with outstanding honors for maintaining a GPA of 4.0 while on USA Water Polo. His extracurriculars, in addition to his three sports played, include volunteering at his local library and being a member of Pacifica's CSF club, as well as Pacifica's STEM club. As impressive as his academic honors are, his athletic feats may be even more impressive. In his junior year for swimming, he was a captain, the Empire League finalist in the 100 butterfly, 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 relay, as well as earning total team MVP honors. In his junior season for water polo, he scored 17 goals, had 17 assists, and garnered 28 steals. As a junior, he was honored as the team's Offensive Player of the Year. As a senior, he greatly improved on those stats by scoring 70 goals, having 40 assists, and 55 steals. He became an Empire League champion. As I said, we were undefeated in our league and were league champions, and was also voted to the Empire League first team. In addition to that, Justin was named to the North Orange County High School All-Star team for water polo. He became a CIF champion, where we were tied 8-8 with under a minute to go, and Justin hit the game-winning shot to put us over the edge. If you haven't seen the video, we have it on our website. It's really good. This is a special distinction that I want to make sure gets extra attention. A lot of times people that don't really understand sports don't really understand the significance of this, but Justin was also voted as the CIF Division Player of the Year, which, to put that in perspective, each and every year, every school will have an all-league player that they have. That's generally pretty common. To have a CIF Player of the Year, if you look at the history of every school in Orange County, you probably only have a handful of athletes at that school for their entire history that have won a CIF Player of the Year award, and Justin did that this year in boys water polo. It's really a big, tremendous honor. He will be playing water polo in college, but is currently undecided where he will attend, and I'm sure that decision will be made shortly. And so once again, our athlete of character is Justin Krauss.
And I would be remiss if I didn't introduce Justin's parents, and I believe Justin's grandparents are here too. Dad is with the camera.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, at this time, I would now like to call our principal at Rancho Alamitos High School, Miss Mary Jane Hibbard, and her team.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, and guests. As principal of Rancho Alamitos, I'm so excited to work with such strong leadership, talented athletic director, coaches, and athletes. So I'd like to introduce Greg Pines to tell you more about our programs.
Good evening. Rancho Alamitos is honored to present our Coach of Character Award to Mark Pickett. Mark is our head girls soccer coach. He's also in his 11th year teaching at Rancho as a special ed teacher. Mark started out in the district as an aide at McGarvin in 1998, became a teacher there in 2001, and has been at Rancho for the past 7 years. Six of those years here at Rancho, he's been coaching, some as an assistant varsity softball coach, and then finally the past 4 years as our head soccer coach. Mark's interest in soccer started probably when he was 8 years old and played all the way through high school, where he played at St. John Bosco. Mark's a family man. He told me he's been married for 23 years. They have 2 children, a son in high school and a daughter in middle school, who both also play soccer. His coaching career started 25 years ago, coaching youth soccer for AYSO and for the Boys and Girls Club. Currently, in addition to the coaching does at Rancho, Mark spends many volunteer hours coaching AYSO soccer, Region 59 here in Garden Grove, which includes the VIP soccer program, coaching soccer players with special needs. Mark has a passion for teaching and coaching and is extremely positive and a good example to follow. He demonstrates this in the classroom and on the field. Mark definitely wants to win, but he's also very realistic and realizes that there are lessons to learn when you lose, and that's important to experience that in athletics. Last season, the Rancho Girls soccer team made it to the CIF playoffs for the first time in about 5 years or so, the first time for Mark as a head coach. They won their first CIF game 6-0. They got to travel out to Rancho Mirage for a second playoff game. It was a great game, but they ended up losing 3-2. But the message after the game was positive. It wasn't about the loss to end his season. It was about how excited the girls were to have success that season and the confidence gained for themselves in the seasons to come. I asked him about his biggest challenges in coaching. He said trying to build an elite program is his goal he's moving toward, and he wishes he could do more to make that happen, whether it's more time, more equipment, etc. He feels very fortunate to have talent at Rancho, and there are a large number of students interested in soccer. He really enjoys working with our students. I see him as a great model for the ideal teacher coach. We are very fortunate to have Mark as our soccer coach at Rancho.
Good evening. I started off at McGarvin, and I was then sent to Rancho, and I was like, oh, I'm leaving middle school. Went to high school, and love every minute of it. And the reason why is because students like Margarita Haro. Margarita started soccer as a freshman, varsity, is now the captain, and plans to go to BYU Hawaii once she graduates and study there. One thing that I admire about Margarita is we share the same ideals: to have fun, to learn, and look at the positive aspects of everything that happens. With Rancho Soccer, I don't look at it as losing. We just ran out of time. So every year is a winning season in my eyes. And it's players like Margarita that help me see that vision. Seeing her at school, she's a fantastic student, is very involved in theater, stage production, numerous clubs, and academics. And she's always one that is out there to have fun, but also will come to me and say, hey, coach, what do you think about this? What if we try this? So there's always a lesson to be learned. And that is why I chose Margarita Haro to go ahead and honor her today.
And now I'd like to call up our principal from Santiago High School, Mr. Mike Kennedy, and his team.
Almost everybody wore the right color.
I didn't tell you.
No, you're not. No, you're not. All right. Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, and community. So tonight, Santiago is proud to present an outstanding coach and athlete of character. I would like to introduce Mr. Rocky Gray, the athletic director from Santiago, to tell you more about them.
These two have special meanings to me tonight, and I'll explain a little bit. But first, our coach of character is Ms. Victoria Juarez, Rodriguez, sorry, your sister's Juarez. they both were graduates from Santiago, so she's a graduate from Santiago from 2001. I had the pleasure of coaching her in track. She ran track and cross country. She graduated in 01 and started coaching as a volunteer in 02 with her sister, Susanna. She coached the cross country team with her in 03, and they went to the state finals in cross country. And I observed Vicky teaching in class, and she has great classroom management. She's been teaching there for 11 years now. She taught English and physical education, and I needed somebody to take over the boys program. They needed a little reining in. So she stepped up, took over the boys in 04. They won 10 league titles in the last 14 years she's been coaching. She turned the program around, and she's gone to the CIF playoffs every year with her cross country team. And she was the head coach of the girls track team, which won their first league title 2 years ago, the first time in the history of the school. She is a great friend, and I, knowing that I got to coach her in high school and how great she's turned out and the team she's produced and the athletes respect her with, they just love her. And they do nothing wrong. She makes sure of that. And I just happy to see that she's a coach of the year, our coach of character for us this year. And then our athlete of the character, give her her academic accolades first. Her overall GPA is a 3.92. She had eight pluses on her transcript so far. She will graduate with 265 credits, which is 45 over the requirement. She's an AP scholar. She has passed four AP tests already. She is currently enrolled in three AP classes this year, and she has the fifth highest SAT score at Santiago this year so far. Lillian Martinez is a wrestler. I coach her in wrestling. She is undefeated 2 years in league. She missed going to the state championships by one match last year. She made it to the Masters. She's currently ranked in the top 10 in the state of California this year. When I match them up in groups and I put her with girls, she gets mad. She runs over to the guys' groups. And her record last year with the guys was 14-3 wrestling in tournaments. And this year we hope she makes it to the state finals. We have a great chance. And what's special about her is I got to coach her dad 23 years ago in wrestling. her dad here, Victor, it was a... that group, all of you know, all you coaches know, there's that one group that was special and it won't be repeated. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. That was the group. His group was amazing. They were one of the best group of kids I ever dealt with. And what he's done with his daughter has been great, and he supports her tremendously. And I tell her all the time that you get your skills from your mom and dad, and you get your brains from your mom. So my coach of character is Vivian Martinez.
We would like to take photographs of our student athletes and coaches of character with their school and their administrators. So will we be taking a photo opportunity and then a short break? So why don't we do this? High schools, why don't you, believe it or not, all come up and kind of stand to the sides on this side or this side, and we'll call you up by school to take your photo. So let's just kind of separate between the two sides. Yay, yes.
Okay.
Tell the people before they can come.
Bye. So, Miss Westcott, don't you want to have an athletic program at elementary school? It's so much fun, right? Are we back in regular sessions? Our next item on the agenda is a presentation of the employees of the month. I'd like to introduce Mr. Abby Milon.
Good evening, Board of Education, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community. I'm pleased to recognize two outstanding employees for our January Employee of the Month recognition. As you know, our district is filled with amazing employees, but these two definitely stand out. GGUSD's Employee of the Month program is designed to recognize employees who put others first, go above and beyond to make a difference in their role, carry out each day with a positive attitude and strong work ethic, and demonstrate innovation, leadership, and passion for their job. This time I'd like to recognize David Joseph from Pacifica High School as our Certificated Employee of the Month. So the Certificate Employee of the Month is David Joseph, a music teacher from Pacifica High School. David is in his 15th year with the district, serving as a music teacher at Rancho Alamitos High School from 2000 through 2004 and Pacifica since 2007. His favorite part of the job is his students. He enjoys working with students and watching their growth as vocalists and young people. David was nominated for this recognition by one of his students who had this to say. During my sophomore year, my father passed away, and Mr. Joseph would check up on me regularly and gave me advice when he saw that I was having a hard time dealing with the situation. With the power of music, he helped me kick some bad habits and helped bring out the singer in me. David is joined tonight by his family, Pacifica Principal Robin Patterson and Coordinator of Visual and Performing Arts Stacey Harris. And then our Classified Employee of the Month is Elizabeth Flickinger from Garden Grove High School, or Betty as she is known by her colleagues and friends. Betty joined the district in 2000 and has held many positions, including food service worker, noon duty supervisor, substitute clerk, school testing assistant, and since 2007, she has worked at Garden Grove High School as attendance office clerk, too. Betty said what she loves most about her job are the amazing students and staff that she has had the pleasure of working with every day. She was nominated for this award by a colleague who said, Betty treats everyone with respect and kindness and always has a smile on her face. She makes everyone feel welcome and provides great service to students, staff, and parents. Betty is joined tonight by her daughter, Nora, and Principal Steve Osborne.
Yes, we're going to take a short recess so we can take a picture with the honorees.
Before we move on with our agenda, we do have a special surprise for our wonderful Board of Education, and Abby Malone's going to step up one more time to recognize our Board of Education.
Yes, the California School Board Association has selected January as School Board Recognition Month. As a district, we're grateful for the consistent support we receive from our Board of Education members. We feel very fortunate to have a Board of Education that works together to do what is best for all members of the GGUSD family and help ensure that our community understands the responsibility of our board members as well as the trustee areas they represent. We prepared a short video. We would like to show you a draft of the video in honor of School Board Recognition Month.
Did you see this? Yeah.
Garden Grove Unified School District's Board of Education members are elected by trustee area by voters of the district to serve four-year terms. While the trustees are elected to represent areas of the district's 28 square miles, all board members work together to serve the entire school district and its nearly 43,000 students. The board is responsible for adopting the district's annual budget, approving expenditures, establishing district policy and goals, authorizing employment of personnel, approving curriculum, textbooks, and courses of study. The Board of Education is committed to serving the students and parents of our communities.
What does it mean to serve on the Board of Education?
Improving our community.
Providing a high-quality education.
It means serving the needs of all families.
Helping our award-winning school district maintain its record for academic excellence.
Supporting the whole child.
Our accomplishments?
Our students consistently beat the county and state averages for high school seniors who complete rigorous college entrance exams. Last year, 29 schools were named to the California Honor Roll, and four high schools were ranked in America's Best High Schools by U.S. News and World Report. Our students win awards every year in academics, arts, athletics, and a variety of other areas.
Thanks to the community support from Measure P, our district is on track to install air conditioning at all schools, modernize our classrooms, and open two state-of-the-art athletic stadiums. Already in September, we opened the Michael A. Mansour Memorial Stadium at Garden Grove High School.
The district has increased its resources for mental health services and opened up a family resource center, which provides valuable assistance in areas like healthcare and legal advocacy.
Last year, our district opens its first Spanish dual language program, and this year, our district opens its first Vietnamese dual language program. We're only the fourth district in the nation to have Vietnamese dual language.
Over the past 5 years, the district has made significant investments in the 21st century instructional technology. We have increased accessibility and mobility and expanded our wireless network in all schools. We have also provided mobile devices and computers for teachers and students to have rich, rewarding instructional experiences. Our accomplishments are the successes of our students.
My goal for our school district is
raising up the next generation of community and world leaders,
closing the opportunity gap so that all students can attend college.
One of my goals is ensuring that students feel safe while at school.
Inspiring students to imagine the impossible and to pursue exciting careers that haven't been invented yet.
My goal is making sure our parents and students continue to feel proud to attend our schools.
I am
Terry Rocco, representing Trustee Area 1.
Lan Quoc Nguyen, representing the Trustee Area 2.
Trustee Walter Muñaton, representing Trustee Area 3.
Bob Harden, representing Trustee Area 4.
Trustee Dino Nguyen, representing Trustee Area 5.
Please visit ggusd.us/board.
Thank you, Ms. Milong.
Thank you, board members, for all you do on behalf of all of the staff and community, parents and students for our district.
Okay, back to reality now. Well, next item on the agenda is comment from the public. We have a request from Mr. Chris Leon.
Hello, board, Dr. Mahaki, administration, and guests. We voted last week on our 16-17 tentative agreement, and it passed with a 96.9%. So we're looking forward right now going to the 17-18, which we're already starting, and we're looking to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahaki. Thank you to CSEA for approving the contract. Next item, we need approval of the minute from the last meeting on December 19, 2017.
Move to approve.
Before I do that, can I ask for one correction? I think there's a typo as to the title of the officer. Yeah. So we can. Did we correct it?
Yes.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry. I didn't get that. I apologize. Okay. Everything has been correct. So I Coming. All right, I have a motion, right? Need a second?
I'll second.
All right, I call for the vote now.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Our next item, item three, is on the public hearing presentation and report. We have no, we've done everything. We have no public hearings. We have done all the presentations. Moving on to the next item, item five, is on programs and instructions. We have 5A through C. I need a motion.
I move we approve items 5A through C.
Second that motion.
Thank you. Item 5A is to approve recommendation from the staff to authorize the district to contract with Avid Center to allow some a number of elementary schools to participate in an Avid elementary pilot program for the school year 2017 and 18, which include Bryan, Monroe, New Hope, Russell, Stanford, Violet, and Warrens to participate in the Avid elementary program. Item 5B is to amend the agreement between the Rancho San Diego Community College District and the Gondro Unified School District for adult education block grant data and accountability to funding, just to change the date original dated April 13, 2017 to November 30, 2017 to extend to December 31st, 2018. Item 5C is approved one out district, the two out district event. First one to allow 40 11th grade Avid students to attend the Avid Northern California University visit to visit a number of university campus on February 15 to 18, 2018. A second event is to allow 60 forward one and two class students to attend the forward leadership camp in Irvine Regional Park in Irvine on May 5th and 7th, 2018. Any comment, question? Hearing none, I call for vote.
Mrs.
Wynn?
Yes.
Mr. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item six on the business, we have 6A to K.
I move we approve items 6A through K.
One second.
Thank you. Item 6A to accept the annual audit of the financial statement and report of examination prepared by Christie White Accountancy Corporation for the fiscal year ending to June 30, 2017. Item 6B is to accept the Measure A financial and performance audit, also performed prepared by Christie White Accountancy Corporation for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2017. Item 6C is to accept the Measure P financial and performance audit, performed prepared by Christie White Accountancy Corporation for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2017. Item 6D, to accept the completion of the Garden Grove High School Stadium renovation at the Garden Grove High School by NEF Construction, Inc. for the cost of $9,072,501.49. Item 6E, to accept the completion of the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, roofing, building alteration, and ancillary improvement at the Gandro High School at the cost of $4,526,677 by NEF Construction, Inc. Item 6F is to accept the completion of the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and ancillary improvement at the Heritage Elementary School by Paul C. Miller Construction, Inc. At a cost of $4,946,131. Item 6C to accept the completion of the heating, ventilation, air conditioning at various school sites, with the project completed by Gutenberg Construction, Inc.
at Wakeham, and Net Construction at Phelan and Stanley Elementary School, and Paul C. Miller Construction at Hazard Procida and Giant Elementary School in accordance to the, with the terms and the condition of lease and lease back agreement. Item 6H is to accept the completion of the modernization project at Stanley Elementary School, Irvine Intermediate, and also Garden Grove High School, with the project completed by NAF Construction Inc. Item 6I is to approve the use of one district bus and a bus driver to attend the the test parade on Saturday, February 17, 2018, organized by the Vietnamese American Federation of Southern California. Item 6J is to approve the uniform compliance report summary for the period of October 1st to December 31st, 2017. Item 6K is to approve the purchase order and checks for a total amount of $13,188,511.09. Any comments, questions, and any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Wynn?
Aye. Item 7 is on the personnel. We have items 7A to C. I want to report that we have item D for the closed session earlier today. We had a conference with a labor negotiator, with the superintendent, assistant superintendent, on a number of matter with the bargaining unit. And also we discussed the employee discipline and dismissal issue with the superintendent and the relevant assistant superintendent. I call for need a motion for items 7A and through C.
I move to move the items.
1 second.
Thank you. Item A to approve the certificate personnel report. Item 7B is to approve the classified personnel report. Item 7C is to approve to consider ratification of the tentative agreement between the Gander School District and the bargaining unit of CSEA. Any comment, question? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Mr. Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Wynn?
Aye. Okay, to move on to the last item on the agenda, what is discussion by board member. We don't have a student member, so you can begin with Trustee Dina Nguyen.
I have nothing to report.
Mr. Muleton?
Yeah, I want to just congratulate the employees of the month. Like I will say every month, they're a representation of all our employees, so we're definitely grateful to have them on our team. In regards to the athletic recognition, that was a very powerful statement by a lot of the individuals that spoke, whether it was the coaches or the principals or all those athletes that were a part of it. Some of the key things that really stood out were scholarly habits, leadership, dedication, perseverance, and character. And some of the things that also kind of just stood out aside from that is we have coaches who were graduates of our district that have come back and are coaching the next generation of students, which I think is very powerful because they kind of had this extra drive that they wanted to see their students succeed because of the fact that, hey, they're from the community, possibly live still within the community, so it makes it that much more meaningful. I also heard just a very distinguishing comment about a student from Garden Grove High School perhaps becoming the next president of the United States, Madam President, and as well as a Venezuelan immigrant that came to this country and is working hard and is leading the next generation of students to become CIEF champions. That's great in itself. So overall, that was just a really powerful message that I think was displayed here tonight, and it's an honor to be a part of that. On December, I was able to go with my colleagues, Lana Nguyen and Terry Rocco, to the Floyd Stone dedication for our Family Resource Center. It was definitely a bittersweet moment to have that recognition, knowing what a great educator he was. Some of the comments that I made was that he wasn't just an educator. He was a social worker. He was a coach. He was a life coach. He was a jack of all trades, that you would say. And seeing the support of the community come out, having graduates that came during my class as well as previous classes, was really great to kind of see the community come together and pay tribute to such a wonderful man. This past Friday, I was able to go to the Santiago gym because they had their unveiling or their ribbon cutting for the gym because it was the first league game for the Santiago basketball team. And let me tell you that the community was excited. They were proud. They're excited and proud because of the fact that they're seeing these renovations that were done thanks to them through Measures A and P, and they're seeing their home school be that much more, like, just exemplified. And they definitely took note of that. I want to personally thank Rick, Javier, and all the folks in MNO for working diligently to ensure that that day was a success. So I do appreciate your guys' hard work. And I definitely am excited to see all the future projects that are going to be done in the future throughout all of our district. This past Saturday, I was able to attend the Vietnamese Community of Southern California. They're a nonprofit organization centered here in Garden Grove that provides services to Vietnamese Americans to empower them and give them tools, educational tools for their families. They opened up a new office, and I'm actually excited to see that they're going to be partnering with Zion Elementary for the Tet Festival Parade that they'll be having at that school. So it's really good to see us partnering and networking more with our outside partners. And one last note, congratulations to my colleagues for being recognized today for student board member. I really liked that video.
Yes, first of all, Happy New Year to everyone, and I can think of no better way to celebrate than to honor our athletes and coaches of character and our employees of the month. That's an awesome way to start the year, and I think they are what makes GGUSD the best. I also attended the dedication of the Lloyd Stone Family Resource Center, very appropriately named. I had the privilege of knowing and working with Lloyd, and I can think of no better way than to honor him in this way. And the outpouring from the community and from our district and from parents and students was very heartwarming. Also would like to thank Dr. Sanchez and the outreach team for their continued support for the 40 developmental assets and having them delivered specifically by Clay Roberts. He's the best, and I know we have to spend a little bit money, and that's one of those things we probably could do in-house, but I just think that he's got a powerful way of inspiring and teaching and training our liaisons and other people who are going out there to work with our parents. I think it says a lot to how, in what esteem we hold our parents by having somebody professional come in like that and train our liaisons to do their best and give their best. So, and also the PTA council meeting I attended has been working very hard. I tried to get to those meetings and see get to know the parents, get to see the needs, get to see the wonderful things that they're doing. And one of the things that really I've been watching since last year was the development of a committee that focuses on supporting our special needs parents and kids in our district via the PTA. So it's becoming a good vehicle to get the word out what's happening in special ed, what the needs are. PTA is seeing where there are some places where they can support our special needs parents in small ways, but actually in big ways that are going to really benefit our kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rocco. Happy New Year to everyone. Since, believe it or not, we are in a new year now, and we're starting for another exciting year, and I understand that our school is getting close to
finish up the first semester and they get ready for the second semester very soon now. And this is an exciting time today, especially when we witness the recognition of our athletic program. And over the years, I think many people think the athletic program is a sport program in our district. It's just for the fun of it, for the kid. It's a kid in school and stay out of trouble, but over the years I've seen that we've done a lot more than that. We build character, we build leadership, and very more you see many of them get into the scholarly athletic too. I mean, they were very done very well either in academically, and then I can see that at the trend. It's just a good thing. And now, really, our athletic program is there. It's not only to keep them in school, but actually we build something that our mission as district is to build to the character, the leadership, the integrity, and that's a good thing. I saw a lot of them today celebrating that. I'm very proud to be a part of this district that we value and recognize that. And I don't know anywhere else that they, the coach and the staff, and they spend so much time day in and day out, and they're usually not being recognized adequately for that, for the dedication that they show as we have seen today. And also last week, I had a chance, somehow I crashed party, I ran into the meeting of our school council, and I ran into the meeting of our avid directors at our and an annex, and also with the liaison training. Yes, I saw Robert Clay training in that 40 assessment, and all the three good things happened at the same day, same location. I realized that a lot of things going on out there in our district without, you know, a lot of fanfare, without a lot of recognition out there. But those are the people who work a lot with PAN, with students, who build up piece by piece to bring together the whole pictures of who we are today. And all little pieces there, and I can see a lot of them work a lot to bring together a little piece, those little pieces to create, build up the foundation that keep us strong and steady. And over the years, I appreciate, I thank them for the work they do. There, I want to ask our district to come looking to commend them so that they understand that we value their dedication, the average teachers, the liaison, the student leadership there. We should recognize them. I think we never undervalue them, but it's just like we don't highlight them. We don't give them a lot of fanfare of what they do and day in and out. I mean, having a chance to meet with them, I really appreciate that. Our district doing a lot of things out there that we don't even know about. Now, if we get into New Year, we go get ready for another New Year, the Vietnamese New Year. This year will happen on, I believe, Friday, February 17, right? Yeah, that will be the New Year day, and I look forward to many of the New Year activity from our school, and I think this is a good chance for our students to learn from one another, to share their cultural experience so that we can all learn to understand one another better. I think that's good. I look forward to any of all of those activities, and I'm really happy that our district again this year participate in the test parade on Saturday, February 17 as well. So I invite everyone to have a chance to join those activity or even join in parade too, and I look forward to that. So I'm going to announce our next meeting. Next meeting on January 30th, we don't have the board meeting, but we have a special session meeting of our board member and our staff for a study session on technologies. That will happen from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the official board meeting after that will be in February 6th, also begin at 5 p.m., begin with the closed session, and then there's a study session afterward. And the one after that will be on February 20th, also begin at 5 p.m., and we have a study session on board norms. Look like it appear that our regular board meeting now begin at 5.
For a while.
Okay, so that's all for now, and the meeting is now adjourned.
Students, if you want to come up here and line up.